May be seated if you would turn your Bibles to Psalms 46. Psalms 46. My subject this morning, activating the miracles of God. Activating the miracles of God. At one point or another, everyone is going to need a miracle in their lives. Whether it's your finances, your health, your family, your relationships, or your emotional well-beings, there are times when God is the only one who can intervene and take care of that need. The Holy Ghost, he is often likened to a river because a river is always moving. Everything that we need is in that river, the Holy Ghost. So I want to talk to you today on how to make contact with that river. I want to talk to you about how to get the miracle that you need in your life. Look at my text, Psalms 46 and 4. The psalmist said, "There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High." There's a river and streams come out of that river. It's going to make the city of God glad. Well, God dwells in the north side, in the secret place, up in third heaven. And when we all get to heaven, the river of the Holy Ghost that has flowed into our lives, that has flowed into our hearts, that has brought miracles, that has brought blessing, the city of God is going to be glad because the river, the Holy Ghost, was poured out on the day of Pentecost. Somebody go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just talk a little about what the Lord did last year. The Holy Ghost gave us a word at the first of the year last year. That word was restoration. And we had to do a report and send it in. But there were 14 people who returned to this church last year. 14 people came back to Westmoreland. My friend, give God a clap offering of praise. That is restoration. Hallelujah. We had 25 people saved, born again in these altars, in this church. And if we were to count the outreach ministry that we have, we had 91 conversions last year. The river is flowing. Hallelujah. We've had people delivered from drugs and people delivered from alcohol. We've had families restored. We've had new homes that have begun. We've had financial miracles. We've had healings. We've had all types of miracles. There are miracles of restoration that we have all witnessed as we have worshiped the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father here in spirit and in truth. Somebody go on and praise God. Hallelujah. The river of God has been flowing in this sanctuary, and everything that you need in your life, it is in the river of God. Hallelujah. And that tells me that you can get a fresh start. Oh, let me say that again. That tells me that you can get a fresh start. Hallelujah. God can give you one word that will change the atmosphere of your life. It will change the atmosphere in your family. It will change the atmosphere, and you'll begin to expect more and more from God. Look at Matthew 6:33. Jesus is preaching. Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of his God and his righteousness, and all the things that you will ever need, they will be added unto you." That tells me that every need is spiritually based. Hallelujah. And that every need that you have is in the river of God. That means that everything that we do in every area of our lives, we should put God first. Can I get a witness? And when you put God first, you will receive an abundance of the outpouring of God's power and God's provision to flow into every area of your life. Hallelujah. Somebody preach. I'm about to get happy up here. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. See, it's God's cycle of blessing. And when you put God first, God has promised miracles. God has promised provision. And God has promised to bless your life. I like old brother David. He's one of my favorite characters. He says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Glory to God. My subject this morning, activating the miracles of God. Let us pray. Father, we love you. We praise you for the miracles, for the lives that have been changed. Lord, for the river of God that is flowing. And Lord, today I need that fresh touch that comes from the throne of grace. Let me preach your gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Lord, take the revelation you have given to me, make an impartation to the people that are listening, some by live stream, some, Lord, by Facebook Live, and some by Willie Radio. We welcome our friends at Willie Radio into our sanctuary today as the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is preached, and everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. One word from God can change the entire direction of your life. Last year, that word was restoration. Paul Jackson called me, said, I don't know what it means to you. Said, but God gave me one word for you. And that word was restoration. Well, the Lord whispered a word to me at the first of the year. He whispered it into my spirit, expectation, as I sought him for direction for this church in the year 2019. See, the miracles of restoration, God let me know, they're going to continue to flow. But the word for this year is expectation. Put restoration and expectation. Expect your miracle. Expect your financial breakthrough. Expect your healing. Expect your deliverance. Expect your family to be saved. Expect to see God's provision in your life. Obey God, and God's provision will show up. Somebody, go and praise God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and expect God to supply that need, because every need has a spiritual basis. And if you can get that and put God first, stuff will show up in your life. Now, that's how you activate the blessings of God. Now, in his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave three great foundational truths to his church. And these three principles, they will absolutely activate God's miracle-working power in your life. I saved this sermon for today because we have already laid the foundation for this year of miracles. I saved this sermon purposefully for today. Hallelujah. And we are a giving church. And see, we give. I mean, we really give here. And we have given first fruits offering. And when you give the first fruit at the first of the year, you're setting the course for the rest of the year. Hallelujah. We are a praying church. We are a fasting church. And we have just completed 21 days of prayer and fasting. And when you pray and when you fast at the first of the year, you are setting the course for the rest of the year. Hallelujah. Jesus said, when you give, when you pray, when you fast, the Father which seeth in secret, he, the Father, will reward you openly. And these three foundational truths that we've already done this year, they will activate miracle working power in your life. Now look at these. Matthew 6 and 1. Jesus, again, he's preaching. Sermon on the Mount. Take heed that you do not your giving before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Now look at verse 3. But when you give, let not your left hand know what the right hand doeth, that your giving may be in secret, and your Father which seeth in secret shall himself reward you openly. That means stuff is going to show up when you give, and people are going to know you are blessed, 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 and highly favored of God. Now look at verse 5. Jesus said, and when you pray, that you shall not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Truly, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you pray, enter into your closet, when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret, he shall reward you openly. God will answer your prayers when you enter that prayer closet and when you pray. Now look at verse 16, because Jesus, he's talking about praying, he's talking about giving, and now he starts to talk about fasting. Matthew 6:16. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Truly, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you pray, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which seeth in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, your Father, your heavenly Father, go on, praise him. He shall reward you openly. Jesus said, when you give, when you pray, when you fast, Jesus did not say, if you give, if you pray, and if you fast. Jesus said, when you give, when you pray, when you fast. Glory to God. Those are three things that Jesus, the head of the church, he expects his church to do. Hallelujah. And these three things will activate the miracle working power of God, and God will reward you openly. And church, we did those three things in the month of January. And so we can expect the river of God to flow and the miracle working power of God to be in our midst in a greater way this year. Somebody go and praise God. When you did those three things, you were saying to God, I'm doing things differently. I'm breaking out of the routine. I'm rearranging my priorities. And Lord, I'm going to put you first in everything in my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God has promised provision. And God has promised blessing to those who will put him first. Now, aren't you glad that you've already prayed, you've already given, and you've already fasted at the first of the year to set the course for the rest of the year? Somebody go on and praise God. Hallelujah. Now, the church was born when the Holy Ghost was poured out on the day of Pentecost. And it was made up of Jewish believers only. Jesus had earlier said, salvation is of the Jews. Now, look at this. Look at what Jesus said in John 4:23. Jesus said, but the hour cometh, and now is, oh, glory to God, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. That's why you need the Word of God. If you're going to worship God, you got to get in the spirit realm, because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must transition from this natural world into the spirit world, where all things are possible to him that believes. And there are treasures that are waiting, not when we get over yonder. They're waiting for us now if we will activate the miracle working power of God. Somebody go on and praise God. We've already activated it. Hallelujah. Now, in that early church, there were strange things happening. And the Jews thought that salvation belonged to them and to them only. But there was a man named Cornelius. He was a Gentile. And he believed. And this man wanted to be saved. He had heard something about Jesus. And the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He may have even heard Jesus give his Sermon on the Mount. We don't know. We don't know if he did it, hear it or not. But we do know this. We know he wanted to know God. And the Bible says he gave, he prayed, and he fasted. He was following the three foundational principles that Jesus had given in his Sermon on the Mount. That's powerful. That's a powerful revelation, and that tells me something, church. If you want to know God better, if you want an intimate relationship with God, obey God, give, pray, and fast, and God will show up in your life, and God will show off, and God will reward you openly. Go on and praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Miracles begin with obedience. It's better to obey than the sacrifice. God is a good God, and he will help you, and he'll do some things in your life. But if you will obey God and seek him first and put him first, eyes not seen, ears not heard, it's not even in the hearts of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Do you love him? Then go on and praise him for your miracle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! I'm full. What can I say? I'm full. I'm just full. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just feel his presence just flowing like a mighty river. Glory to God. Look at Acts 10:1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, one that feared God with all his house. And he gave much alms. He gave generously to the people, and he prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the 9th hour, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, I mean, wouldn't you be afraid if you saw a 10-foot angel standing there glowing and shining from the glory world? He looked on him. He was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" He said unto him, "Thy prayers and thy giving are come up as a memorial before God." Look at verse 5. "And now send to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what you ought to do." And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. Here was a Gentile believer, a man that wasn't saved, but who wanted to be saved. His name was Cornelius. He believed in the Jehovah God of the Old Testament, but he wasn't saved. He had heard about Jesus, and faith was born in his heart, and he wanted to know the Master. He didn't know how to get saved, and he needed someone that would come and someone that would help him. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he was fasting, he was praying, and he was seeking God. He was an earnest man. He was a devout man. He was seeking the face of God, and God heard his prayers. Hallelujah. And while he was praying, the angel of the Lord appeared to him. And the angel said, "Send to Joppa and ask for a man named Simon Peter. He's staying with a man named Simon. Simon is a tanner of animals' hides." And by the way, the angel said his house is by the seaside. Aren't you glad that God knows your address? Aren't you glad that God knows who you are? Aren't you glad that God knows where you are? Aren't you glad that God can show up in your life and solve your problems? Somebody go on and praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. God knows the thought and the intent of our hearts. He knows our lying down. He knows our rising up. He knows who's in church today, and he knows who isn't. He knows who came to worship him. He knows those that could be here but are more interested in earthly things than they are about spiritual things. This is Super Bowl Sunday, and some people, they're not in church because they're headed out to the Super Bowl. There are people be shutting the church door tonight to go watch somebody throw a little silly pig skin over a goalpost. I don't want to hear a whole lot about the Super Bowl. I want to hear about a supernatural God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all I could ever ask or think, according to the power of God that's working in us. Praise God. Father, let the river flow. Shout it with me. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. See, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in the truth of his word. And God is keeping a record. Aren't you glad that you're in church today? See, God rewards those that diligently seek him. God rewards those that put him first in every area of their lives. And the angel said, "Cornelius, send for Peter, and he will come and he will tell you what you need to do." And immediately, Cornelius, he sends his most trusted men to Joppa. Now, I want you to watch this miracle as it unfolds. The other half of this miracle begins in verse 9, Acts 10 and 9. "The next day, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh to the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, 12 noon. It's lunchtime. Verse 10, he became, look at this, emphasis, very hungry and would have eaten, but while he made ready, he fell into a trance. Peter was praying, and it's evident that Peter was fasting. Look at verse 10, because the Holy Ghost put a special emphasis on the word, he became very hungry. The Holy Ghost said he became very hungry and would have eaten. And you don't become very hungry unless you're fasting. We just fasted 21 days in this place. How many know that you became very hungry at some of those times during that fast? Amen? Peter got very hungry. So Peter is evident he was fasting. The Bible says he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while the meal was being prepared, Peter fell into a trance. And God showed Peter a vision. So this is the second vision. And with all types of four-footed animals and creeping things and flying fowls of the air. And God says, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the Lord spoke a second time and said, "What God has cleansed, don't call it common." We see people come in here, they're broken, they're fragmented, their lives are torn all to pieces. The devil has had a heyday on their lives. They come in here and they get saved, praise God. They get into the miracle working flow of the river of God, and their lives are slowly, they get saved. That's an instantaneous miracle. But there are other miracles, and those miracles, they take you getting revelation of what God wants to do in your life. And when you get that revelation, all of a sudden, you'll be healed, and you don't even know that you're healed. I remember my daddy, he had a foot that was hurting him, and it was hard for him to walk. And he said, "Son, one day I was just walking through the mall, and I realized I was healed." Woo! How many know what I'm talking about? You've prayed and you fasted and you sought God and you've given and you've given of yourself and you've run your race looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. And all of a sudden, a miracle showed up and you realized God did it. Woo! Hallelujah! I want to tell you, the river is flowing here. And the word for this year is expectation. God is restoring some things. Expect your miracle, and your miracle will show up. Glory to God. Watch this miracle. Watch this miracle as it unfolds. The Spirit of the Lord told Peter. He said, "There are three men at the gate, and they are looking for you. Go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." How can a preacher preach with the anointing except he be sent? How can miracles, signs and wonders, and deliverances show up in the sanctuary unless the preacher is sent? How can there be miracle working power unless there's a praying church, a fasting church? I tell people, I say, Westmoreland is prayer condition. Oh, we got some air condition, but we're prayer condition. We're a praying church. We're a fasting church. We're a giving church because we want to activate God's miracle working power. I want you to go back and look at this story on your own, but the miracle that was connected to the Gentiles being grafted into the church. It was connected to a Gentile named Cornelius. It was connected to a Jew named Peter. And when the Holy Ghost got to moving and showing visions to both those individuals, all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost was poured out one day on the day of Pentecost. And at this place right here, Peter preached and the Gentiles were grafted into the church. Aren't you glad? Because you and I, we be Gentiles. Hallelujah. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. So Peter, he goes to the house of Cornelius and he preaches the gospel to the Gentiles that are gathered there. And they're all saved and they're all filled with the Holy Ghost. The church was born on the day of Pentecost. But the Gentiles, they got in. They got grafted in to that. We were the wild olive branch. Hallelujah. I mean, we had some wild people in our group. I mean, some wild people going out to the parties, shooting up on drugs, getting drunk, running around. I mean, a wild crowd. And we got grafted into the true vine. And now we are a peculiar people, a holy nation. Hallelujah. We should show forth the praises of him that called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. I used to be something that I'm not today. I used to be a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. Glory to God. He took my place on the cross where he died my sins to erase. I used to be a sinner, but I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Hallelujah. I'm saved by grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wow. See, the church was born. And now, for the Gentiles. And now God has reached across the national boundaries. and God has brought the Gentiles into the kingdom of God. What was it that activated this miracle? What was it that released God's miracle working power so that the Gentiles could receive the same gift that the Jews had received on the day of Pentecost? It was prayer and it was fasting. Now look at this, because I told you earlier that Cornelius, he gave, he prayed, and he fasted. Now I didn't read you or quote any scripture that Cornelius fasted. Did you just take my word for it? Or do you want some Bible evidence? I want somebody to give me some Bible evidence when they preach. I want to know if they're preaching the truth of God's word. Is the word being rightly divided? The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. Now Jesus said, when you give, when you pray, and when you fast, the Father which seeth in secret, he shall reward you openly. And at the first of this year, as your pastor, I led you in a season of giving. I led you in a season of praying. I led you in a season of fasting. And now the course has been set for the rest of the year. And now you can expect your miracle. Hallelujah. Go on, praise God. Your miracle is on the way. The river of God is flowing. There is a river, the streams whereof, glory to God, they bring joy to the city of God. For the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of his majesty on high, Lord and high priest of a new and a better covenant that he cut with his own precious blood. And now God, who is a spirit, he came to indwell us in our spirit because we've been baptized in the Holy Ghost and the fire of God. Now watch this. Peter asked Cornelius, why did you send for me? And look at his response, Act 10 and 30. Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, 3 p.m., I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in white clothing. This angel, woo, glory, hallelujah. This angel came in response to Cornelius's prayer because he coupled prayer with fasting. We're talking about activating the miracles of God. Peter was praying and fasting. Cornelius was praying and fasting. And God's miracle working power was released to the Gentiles. Everyone in Cornelius' house was saved. Everyone, all of them, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and they spoke in tongues. Well, how do you know they spoke in tongues, Pastor? Well, listen to Peter. I want you to hear him. He goes back to Jerusalem and he begins to rehearse the matter to the Jews, because they thought nobody can get in on this great salvation except we Jews. And Peter goes back and he begins to tell them what God did in the house of Cornelius. Look at Acts 11 and 15. Peter said, as I began to speak, "Woo! The Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost." Now look at this. Here's the key, verse 17. For as much then as God gave them, the Gentiles, the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? They all got the like gift. They were saved. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterances. They got the light gift. They got the miracle working power of God. They got the healings. They got the breakthroughs. They got the deliverances. They got the provision. They got his presence. They got his joy. They got his peace. They got his grace. They got the river of God, and everything that was in the river of God, it began to flow into their life. Every need that you have, it is in the river of God. We've got churches that don't want the Holy Ghost out in the sanctuary. They want to relegate him to some back room. But I just come along to let the whole world know Everybody by Facebook live stream. Everybody by live stream. Everybody that's listening by Willie Radio. We've got the river of God out here at Westmoreland. And the river's flowing. And as for me and my house, we'll serve God. And we're going to let the river flow wherever he wants to flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Yeah, the river's flowing. He's just praising God. That doesn't need an interpretation. He's just praising God in the Holy Ghost. It's all right to praise God. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, I just don't understand a language like that. Well, if God can give us English, if God can give us German, if God can give us Spanish, if God can give Russian language, is it an incredible thing that God can give an unknown tongue where you speak unto God? He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the spirit. For the Holy Ghost, the river, he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Somebody go and praise him. I thought I'd finished this sermon, and I laid down, and about 3 a.m., 2 a.m., sometime the Lord woke me up. And I had to get up, and I pinned down some notes, and I said, oh, I won't get to it this morning, but I'll just wait till tomorrow. Here's what the Lord shared with me. He said, Ezekiel saw that river. He saw it as it flowed from the throne of God. And that river, it got deeper and deeper. It was ankle deep. Then it was knee deep. Then it was up to the waist, and then that was water to swim in. And everywhere that river flowed, it brought life. It brought blessings. It brought joy. It brought happiness everywhere the river flowed. Man has tried to stop it. Religion has tried to stop it. Tradition has tried to stop it. But no one can stop it because it's the river of God that flows from the throne of God. And God said, I'm going to let the river flow in the last days. Hallelujah. Jesus came. He preached. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that you've received? And I want to tell you something. There's a whole lot more in that river than just tongues. Tongues are the starting point. There are miracles in that river. There's healing in that river. There's restoration in that river. There are provisions in that river. There are blessings in that river. Everything that you need is in the river of God. So why don't we just plunge into the river and let the river flow? Hallelujah. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, sets the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up, O well, and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly. Sing it, church. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, sets the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. I cannot tell you the miracles that I have seen in my journey with God. Oh, I've needed miracles in my house, and God showed up, and God shook himself, and God showed off. How many know what I'm talking about? That God gave you that financial breakthrough. That house you're living in is a miracle house. That woman you're living in, well, she's a miracle from God, because he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Look at somebody, men, and say, I am blessed and highly favored of God. Say it. I am blessed. Men, tell your bride. Tell her, I'm blessed and highly favored of God. I told my wife, we have miracle children. We live in a miracle home. We drive miracle cars. Amen. Everything in my life is a miracle since I came to Jesus. He said, seek ye first. Who am I talking to? He said, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Who am I talking to? He said, get in the river and let the river flow. I'll tell you, there's some blessings flowing here at Westmoreland. And you don't want to miss a service, especially if you're a new convert. And some people, they got old religious spirits, say, I've heard it all. I don't need to hear anything. Well, you can't get a thing out of the river. Let me tell you, you won't get a thing. You might just die in your sins if you got an attitude like that. Get an attitude of gratitude. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Come, let us sing him a song. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, oh, well, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun till the going down of the same. Oh, well, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Hallelujah. Church, what I'm trying to reveal to you is that we have followed in the footsteps of Jesus. We have followed in the footsteps of the early church. We have prayed, we have given, and we have fasted. Should we expect anything less than the miracle working power of God? Jesus said, when you give, when you pray, when you fast, the Father which seeth in secret, he shall reward you openly. And the word the Lord gave us for 2019 is expectation. So regardless of the obstacles that you're facing, the course has been set here at Westmoreland. And you should come and you should expect your miracle. The river is flowing. And everywhere that river flows, it brings blessings. If you're watching by live stream today, Pastor Ricky, if you're watching by Facebook Live, or if you're listening by Willie Radio, we invite you to come out here to Westmoreland. Come out into the sanctuary. We're not asking you to join the church. We're just asking you to come and join us in worship. And we're asking you to come out and expect your miracle. The river of God is flowing because God found some people that will cry out to him with all their heart. God found a people that will praise him. And God said, if I can find somebody that will put me first, if I can find an individual like Cornelius, if I can find someone like Peter, I'll open the river and I'll let the river flow. Let us stand. Hallelujah.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
We love you, Lord.
Holy, holy, I will bless his name again.
If you have a physical impairment, try to do what you couldn't do. The river's flowing. You have a problem walking? Get up and walk. He's here. If you have some habits you need to give unto the Lord, get up. Walk down to the altar. Throw it on the altar. Say, Lord, I'm going to put you first. You don't have to do a physical demonstration. If you want to, you can. But bring it to the Lord. Give your need to the Lord. Talk to Jesus. Hallelujah. Talk to the Lord Jesus. Glory. Say, Lord, I'm bringing my total being to you. I've got a need, God. I've got a need that man cannot supply. My miracle must come from the hand of God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Come on, listen.
Glory.
Listen close.
Say, Lord,
hear
I have a spirit of expectation. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I bless this young couple. I bless them, Lord, with grace. Mercy. And Lord, whatever the need,
if
they're crying out to you out of the depth of their heart, you said, I hear the cry of desperation. I will not turn a deaf ear to it. Hallelujah. Glory. We love you, Master. We praise you. Lord, we praise you for miracles of restoration. Lord, people who have dementia, touches of Alzheimer's. I curse that stuff in the name of Jesus. I release the miracle, working power of God. Where everywhere that river that Ezekiel saw, Lord, it was teeming with blessing. It had healing. It had miracles. Life was in that river. And Lord, trees and began to spring up on the banks of the river because the river of God was flowing. Hallelujah. Glory.
Can touch him, oh, you will never.
Come on, y'all, come on in close so the rest of the people can get in. Come in close at these altars. Hallelujah. Come to the altar. The Bible says the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, he is.
We reverse the effect of that stroke in Jesus' name and release God's miracle working power. Hallelujah. The river of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let the river flow, Father. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Lord, there are some people, Lord, they come a long ways, but today they're making a total surrender. Spirit, soul, and body. Glory to God. Lord, Peter said it's Holy Ghost, and my sister's filled with the Holy Ghost. It's joy unspeakable.
Oh, he's here. Hallelujah.
Full of glory. Woo! Ha ha! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shakariandaya. Glory to God. Let the river flow. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory.
Oh,
the Holy Ghost just keep bringing me back to this. Put on the garment of praise. Don't look at your circumstances. Look at Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. That means he started it. He authored the faith that you have. Then he's going to finish the faith that you have. That means that your miracle will show up if you will expect the miracle. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Oh, what a smile. That's a Jesus smile. Woo! Rabu Koshaya Bohushala Mariandaya. Glory, 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 glory. Let the river flow, Lord. Let the river flow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Lay it all down at the feet of Jesus. Whatever problem you brought in here, whatever burden that you were carrying, just cast it on the Lord. He said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed out begging for bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to beg God for anything. You just cry out in prayer and say, it's me, Lord. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And God will graciously open his hand and pour you out a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Julia, you will come here, please. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister to somebody beside you there. Hallelujah. You got a river in you. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Oh, glory, hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God. sing hallelujah to our God. Oh, glory, hallelujah, it's to our God. Every praise is to our God. Hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, it's to our God. Every praise,
come on,
every
church.
Praise,
keep praying,
to
church.
Our God.
That's a tremendous need in this altar, church. Let's get together. Get together with one accord like they were on the day of Pentecost. Suddenly, hallelujah.
Every praise is to our God. Oh, God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Oh, yes, He is. Come on, yes, He is. God, my Savior, my healer, oh, my deliverer, yes, He is, yes, He is. Every praise is to our God, every word of worship, what a chord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Oh, glory, hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Come on, shout it. Yes, He is. Oh, yes, He is. God, Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every praise to our God. Oh, every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God.
All of it, Lord. Hallelujah.
Every glory praise, to God. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God. Oh, my Savior, God, my Savior, God, my healer. Deliverer, yes, He is. God, my Savior, my healer. God, my deliverer, yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah to our God, to our God. Every praise is to our God. God,
glory.
My Savior,
glory.
God,
glory.
My healer. God, my deliverer, oh, yes, He is, yes,
join
He
us
is.
Next week on Really Willie Radio. Come on out to the sanctuary if you can. We got a miracles from God that are waiting for you. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every praise is to our God.
Hallelujah.
Every praise. every praise.
Oh, yes, we bless you, Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Every praise.